folks. Welcome back to another round of Microphone or Huge Dick, where we ask you...
Microphone or Huge Dick?
Okay, sounds like you guys already know how to play. So why don't we meet our first contestant? Mike is a 38-year-old door-to-door condom salesman in Yorba Linda, California. He enjoys mowing his lawn, shopping for coveralls, and also owns and operates a 24/7 adult-only aquarium. Mike, welcome to the program.
I do not want to play this game.
Well, you should have thought about that before fucking a dolphin. Mike, why don't we hop on to the first round? First question, $0 on the board. Are you ready, folks? Are we ready to play?
Yeah!
All right, Mike, on the table we have three different objects, and I'm going to need you to tell me, for $69, if these are high-end audio microphones or actual human dicks.
They're all microphones.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mike. They're actually all dicks because all mics are huge dicks.
What the fuck?
Wait a minute.
It's not funny.
This isn't our theme song.
It's one of the theme songs.
You're just unilaterally changing the theme song now.
I think it works better.
You know what works better, Mike? Working as a goddamn team!
Can I play the theme again?
Oh, no. You know what? I think that moment has passed on you, Mike. Don't you think we're a little past that right now?
Ship has sailed.
Oh, we're going to play the theme and everyone's going to pretend everything's fucking fine. Welcome to the podcast, everybody. Chris and Mike here just having a good time in my living room. Being good friends, good old friends. Mm-hmm. Just hanging out.
Yeah.
Taking our shirts off.
Nope. Nope.
Taking one sock off each.
Nope.
We're going to let you guess which foot.
No.
We're taking it off of.
We're not going to do that. We've already played Microphone or Huge Dick, which is a really weird show, actually. Not sure why you have a game show in your living room.
A lot of people were wondering why we took last week off. We had a pilot. You heard a little bit of it there. It didn't really go anywhere.
No.
I think a lot of people didn't understand what we were trying to do with it.
What are you going
to
do?
Also, I only know like a couple guys named Mike. And then after a while, it's like, what's going to happen? Are you going to say the fucking joke again?
Okay, well, welcome to This Awful Podcast. This is episode number 27. How was your week off, Chris?
My week off, man. Lots of stuff happened.
Yeah, lots of stuff happened during this last week.
Happened.
Last week being the last time we did the podcast.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I went to a wedding.
Oh, okay.
Went to a wedding,
on the Cape?
No. Just out of curiosity, why would you assume it was at Cape Cod?
Didn't you go to a wedding last week on the Cape?
No.
Or the week before that?
Not in a couple years.
Oh.
I think I've gone to one wedding on the Cape, but...
Yeah?
It was a nice wedding. I mean, it was cool. But,
okay. Yeah. Anyway, tell us about your wedding.
It was actually in Keene, New Hampshire, which is like the opposite of the Cape, I think. But it was cool. It was just a casual little thing. Best part, though, is I kind of don't really know anyone there. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, you love that at a wedding, right? But everyone's nice, and I'm just kind of like, whatever. Groom I don't really know. Stumbles over to our group. You know, hey, what's up, groom man? Groom man, yeah. That was me saying that one. And he goes, I'm fucking rolling face right now. And I'm like, oh, maybe you and I should get married. And then the wedding got a lot more interesting, Mike.
So you did a lot of illegal things.
I did a lot of illegal, like, kind of libertarian New Hampshire things. Got some nice clean drugs in my system.
Yeah.
You know what was interesting in Keene, though?
What's that?
Keene, if you don't know, is like this kind of small town. I mean, I know you know, Mike. I'm talking to our listeners. But it's a small town. It's kind of like right on the border of New Hampshire and Vermont. Took an Uber to this place to get lunch or dinner. And we took an Uber back to go to our hotel. Dude, we got the same Uber driver.
No shit.
This has never happened to me in my life.
That's spooky.
Isn't that fucking weird?
That is spooky.
What was even spookier is that he kept talking about his divorce on both trips. which you love to see. You love to hear about it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's great.
I'm back, and my girlfriend's in the back seat. He has me sit in the front seat because he says the back seat basically is like, you're a big guy, sit up front, which I'm like, all right, hell yeah. I'm a big guy.
So he told you to sit in the front seat.
Yeah, and we pushed the seat back, and it's nice, I guess. But yeah, he starts going off about his wife and like why he's here, and just like at a certain point, we finally get to the hotel. He's like parking, and he so angrily is like, you know what else she has? I can't remember exactly what, but it was essentially some kind of Patriots memorabilia that he estimated to be a value of like $10,000. And he was like, she is not keeping that. And I'm like, all right, great, man. Have a cool night.
Yeah. Like, possession is 9/10 of the law. All right, good night.
I didn't want to be like, yeah, I'm sure she is trying to take those for you because she just hates you and loves football, man. Probably no other reason she wants a bunch of money from you.
You're just like looking at the ground like, I don't want to be called to the deposition. I don't want anything to do with this.
Well, don't you hate it when you're like part of some privileged class, shall we say, like a man, and some guy comes up to you and tries to be like, oh, aren't women stupid as shit?
Yeah, he assumes that you guys are bros. Yeah.
And then you gotta be like, actually, I'm not completely a piece of shit. It's like a little complicated.
Yeah,
like,
oh, what are you, some kind of pussy?
Yeah, and then you get in that, and you know, I got my girlfriend in the back, so I'm gonna have to fucking kick this guy's ass if anything comes to that. And I just let it go.
Good for you. Sounds like an eventful wedding.
Mike, how was your previous 7 days?
The entire 7 days? It's pretty good.
The interlude between the last time we heard from you about your life.
Yeah, pretty good.
Pretty good?
Yeah. Watch some TV.
Watch some TV. What are you liking on TV these days?
God Friended Me. No. I wonder if that show's still on, actually.
It's gotta be. Yeah. It had pretty good ratings, I thought.
Did it? Oh, God. How?
Yeah.
How? We're just all so fucking dumb.
Maybe it's a miracle.
This podcast of yours, son.
Oh, from the trailer. He's like, wow, how did my parents get on this show?
I remember when we were watching that the first time, you're like, yeah, I've heard that a few times.
Chris, we're very proud of the podcast, but an eviction notice is not good news.
Oh, that's another thing, too. I became a landlord. Because landlords are cool.
I didn't know. What did you buy, Mike?
I bought this building, actually, that you're in right now.
Dude, that would be such an own if you bought my apartment building.
For no reason.
Just to fuck with me. Just like everyone's rent is $0 and Chris's is like $4 million.
Somehow that would not work out in my favor because I'd have like about a million bitchy emails from you. Like, my sink is leaking. My toilet's leaking.
I don't even know if I want to talk about the mice. I'm going to like freak out more than the John McCain episode.
Don't.
This fucking jabroni who owns my goddamn building.
If this is, I don't really have a lot to talk about, Chris.
You don't have anything to talk about?
Nothing has gone on except watching old episodes of Law and Order. That's it.
Just to briefly talk about it.
Okay.
Lived in my same apartment for like 8 years now. I've seen like one dead mouse in it like the entire time. Never had a problem with anything like this. A gas company came by, did a bunch of work on the street right outside of my building for like a month. They were digging it up. And like a couple days after they end that, this goddamn fucking Disney World in my fucking house, in the sense that there are Mickeys and Minnies. You know what? Scratch that. It's actually a river of shit in my house. Yes.
Did you have the mouse problem remediated? Was your landlord responsive to all of your needs?
They did send an exterminator out twice.
Okay.
However, I was seeing like three mice a day in the middle of the day.
Okay.
Can you understand the horror that that fucking instills in the person who is by himself? You know, I don't have people to be like, Chris, it's fine. You know, they're not.
You get two cats.
And that's the other thing. I have two cats, and what the fuck are they doing? They just look at the mice. They don't do shit. I, like, honestly would not believe it.
They're like, this isn't my fucking problem.
Yes. I'm like, you've been training for this your whole fucking life. You act bored all the time. We're literally being invaded by a fucking other species. And you're just like, oh, cool. There's a weird noise coming from the oven. Huh. I guess the fucking dinner from last night came back to life. I'm a fucking idiot. Those are my cats, ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm. That's my impression. Mm-hmm. These damn cats.
Maybe they're mad at their names. Well, you know.
No, they like their names.
Okay.
The mice problem has dissipated. There are less mice now.
Good.
It was a nightmarish fucking situation for a while.
If I remember correctly, you had a person-sized hole under your stove.
That was one of the
under your sink, rather.
That was one of the first major discoveries, was a hole that one of my cats could have crawled through to get into like the gargantuan crawl space under this 100-year-old building. Lord knows what the fuck is in there, but can hop right into my apartment anytime they want. They found so many fucking crazy holes in my kitchen. I was like, what the fuck? Like, so it appears what happened is, like, yeah, they just got majorly displaced. There was the fucking manhole cover sized hole in my kitchen to the fucking mouse
you should have
palace.
You should have crawled in it. Like a fucking mouse VFW down there. Well, for the record, Chris, I have not heard any mice.
Well, thank you. I do hope.
I hope
that
reassures
dead.
You a little bit.
You know, the fucked up thing is my office has mice.
Oh, really?
So I would, like, go to the office. There'd be mice. It felt like I couldn't escape it.
It's almost as if you live and work in a city. It's crazy.
Oh, Michael, do not patronize me. Do not patronize me, Michael. This is why I wanted to avoid the mice issue at all, because I knew I would be emotionally triggered.
I'm.
I feel like so much stupid mouse shit happened that I feel like I'm missing a funny part of it, but maybe not. Speaking of fucking rats.
So, speaking of fucking rats.
Speaking of just, like, fucking the shit out of a rat.
Yeah, the rat that rat fuckers fuck.
Mm.
Yes. A.K.A. Kirk Minahane.
What is he doing now?
I don't know. He's not on the radio anymore, I don't think.
I didn't think so, yeah.
Kirk Minahane, what is going on?
Here's the situation. I mean, it's impossible to articulate because you're dealing with an activist who's trying to bring us down, and he's extraordinarily litigious, and it's just this fucking mind fuck that has not ended. It's been going on for 9 months, and it's driving me up a fucking wall. Up a fucking wall. And we live in a world now where if you say something that pisses somebody off, instead of just saying, you know what, I'm going to change the fucking channel, what they do is, we're going to take this out of context. We're going to email these advertisers. We're going to send this email blast out to these advertisers and try and get people in trouble. We live in a world now where Roseanne says something, everyone's like, all right, let's get her fucking fired. Okay, she's fired. Let's get Samantha Bee fired. Oh, she's like, let's get Dave Portnoy fired. Let's get Kirk Minahane. Like, it fucking never ends. Why?
Anyway. Kirk, you got a lot to live for, man.
I think there's somebody who likes you, right, Kirk?
There's got to be some idiot who's...
Yeah, Fitzy from Saugus likes you.
And you'll always have a table at Calhoun's. Always. Always.
And you laugh, but there is a regular radio group that goes to, like, a Boston radio group that goes to Calhoun's.
Wow.
And they're such fucking losers.
Yeah, that's.
I'll tell you this.
Incredibly horrible.
There's one guy who calls himself Sarge.
Oh my god, dude.
He's the biggest piece of shit.
That's just like with the characters we made up, dude.
I've gotten into so many fights with him on Twitter.
Oh, really?
He's so goddamn sensitive. He's such a piece of shit.
It seems like Calhoun's is like the restaurant for dick. Like, anyone I hear talking about how great it is like a fucking racist asshole who probably would have supported like Japanese internment fucking 60 years ago. It's just my read, okay, on the fucking mass suburban dickheads who are like, going to Calhoun's tonight! Yeah, buddy!
For the people who aren't local, Calhoun's is an institution here. It's on a major route in eastern Massachusetts, Route 1, which is sort of like the Vegas strip of eastern Mass. It really is.
It is, yeah.
It really is. It's like, it's just miles and miles of just nonstop shitty commerce and restaurants. But anyway, Kowloon's is like this Polynesian, Pan-Asian restaurant that's like built to look like an old temple.
It's very Orientalist.
It's extremely. And in the 70s, they're like, wow, this is fucking great.
It just comes off looking like hacky as fuck.
It really does, but people fucking love it.
It looks like a bunch of white Irish Jews were like, let's open a fucking Chinese restaurant.
But incredibly, it's run by like a very powerful Chinese family.
We've talked about this before, yeah. Well, not on the show.
Oh, okay.
But yeah.
But the Wong family?
Right, yes.
Donald Wong is a state rep, I think.
Yeah, okay.
He's a Republican state rep. One more thing about Kowloon, actually. When I was driving for Uber, I used to do a lot of pickups from Kowloon. And boy, would you get the fucking slices of life.
Yeah, I bet, man.
Can I tell you
holy
about...
Holy shit.
Can I name drop one...
Sure.
One pickup I
Buddy,
did?
It's your show.
Well, it's not just mine.
Tonight it is.
One pickup I did... Billy Taro.
Oh, boy.
He's...
Oh, wow.
He's this very, very stable man who runs the the Somerville Weekly or whatever.
I don't know if it's a real paper or not.
It's not. It's an online publication, and boy, does he have some beefs going with people. But somehow he says he knows everybody in Malden, everybody in Somerville, and everybody in like the area.
And just to give folks a little more sense of the Kowloon crowd, like. Of course that's exactly where he's going to be eating, is he's like some like old ass racist townie who like wants some crab ragoon to get fucking drunk. So he goes to Kowloon.
You know he pronounces it Chinese. Hey, we're going to go get some Chinese.
Oh, my man's asking for Oriental food still, dude. You know he is, yeah. He absolutely is.
What?
Oh, is there a problem now? Oh, get out of here.
I can't fucking say that. Fine.
Blue Lives Matter.
Interestingly enough, he lives up in, like, Tewksbury.
Interestingly enough. Which is approximately 30, 40 minutes from Somerville.
Yeah.
Like, up in the suburbs. And,
yeah, way up in the suburbs. Yeah.
That's cool.
Kind of weird.
Yeah.
He lives, like, nestled right where all the other races live. So it's great. Fantastic.
Yeah, it's like the voice of America for racists in Kurtatone's Somerville.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Does he play up the kind of newspaper man? Oh. I feel like he might do that.
His license plate says something like news or something. Like
that. Are you fucking serious?
I am not shitting.
Oh,
I
fucking hate when people do that.
He was so proud, too, to name drop all these Malden people. He's like, oh, I know Gary.
Oof.
Or he's like, oh, yeah, Kevin. Yeah, Kevin's cool. Yeah,
you know, Gary's the fucking mayor, you fucking idiot. What the fuck? Oh, cool, man.
I'm like, wow, you know some insider info for sure. A guy whose name is publicly available on every fucking ballot, on every fucking like newspaper, Wikipedia page.
I know, I think he's been shaking hands nonstop for like 8 years, but that's cool, man. I mean, Gary's a nice guy, don't get me wrong.
No.
He's not like Michael Jackson and accessible or something. You can probably meet Gary pretty easily.
He's not surrounded by an entourage. You could see him every day picking up trash on his way to work.
That's right. Front page of Reddit, baby.
Yeah, that's right, huh?
Yeah, that's right. Making waves.
Tell you, I a lot of respect for him for that. He probably walks a good... It's probably like a good, like what? Like mile from... He lives like...
Around here. He was my ward counselor.
Yes.
Yeah.
Probably a good mile or mile and a half walk from his condo to the...
City Hall.
City Hall. And he walks with his friggin', headphones in, sunglasses, in full, shirt, tie, suit, whatever.
And blue gloves.
Now he's wearing gloves? Oh, that's good. He didn't used to.
Oh, Gary, come on.
And I think I remember a friend of ours actually emailed him and was like, Gary, please wear some gloves.
Really?
Because he would be picking up trash. He'd have this big white trash bag with him, and he'd be picking up trash all the way to work. Now, what's amazing is that he'd fill up a whole trash bag by the time he got to work every fucking day.
I don't know.
But...
Yeah, and just to be clear, it's not like he... put out a press release like I'm doing this. Like it was just something he did, and then people started noticing.
No,
him
no, he's never he's never made that a thing.
How did we get on Gary? Oh yeah, because what's his name was
Billy.
Billy was
he's name dropping. I do have to say, Billy was a good tipper.
Mm.
He gave me $20 cash at the end of the ride.
How much was the total tab?
The ride was like $35. So
all right,
you know,
Yeah, that's a pretty good tip.
But he was also hammered.
Yeah, I tip pretty good when I'm hammered too.
He was also he was hammered. The weirdest thing was that he insisted on sitting in the front seat.
Okay.
I always got weirded out by people who just like. What do I do?
That would have been the first thing I mentioned in that story. That's psychotic behavior.
I'm just recalling some things now.
I see. Like, okay. Not to berate the victim here, but...
Yeah, seriously. What the fuck? This is why I don't tell people things. God.
He sat in the front with you.
Yeah. I always got freaked out by that, by people who, like... The people who asked, do you mind if I sit in the front? I did not mind that. The people who just, like, assumed or were just like, yeah, you know, I'm getting in the front, I would kind of side-eye a little bit. Absolutely. I mean, if there's no other place to sit in the car, then fine. So, yeah, Billy Taro, fuck you.
Yeah, Billy Taro, that was like a round robin of weirdo, like, North Shore shit.
That two people are going to care about. Folks, you can stop skipping now. If you've happened to land on this spot, you can stop because we're going to get into content now. The next thing we're going to talk about, you might remember from our show last week.
we met a little guy.
We met a little guy, and he was really, really stable.
Yeah.
He's a very stable genius.
What I like the most about him is that he was normal.
Yes. He goes by the name of...
Mr. Reagan.
Mr. Reagan. Doesn't at all look like Ronald Reagan.
Hmm.
Doesn't at all talk like him. Maybe he has the same brain worms.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. to the brainworms that killed Ronald Reagan. People don't remember him. What was it? The AOC...
Manchurian candidate.
Yeah, he had a pretty seemingly iron-tight case that AOC and the Young Turks were taking over America.
People of New York did not elect a Puerto Rican girl from Brooklyn to represent them. They elected an Indian guy from Texas and a white guy from Tennessee. My second accusation.
Okay.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is a puppet congresswoman. AOC does not make her own policy decisions. She does not decide which way she votes on legislation. She defers completely to her team. The mastermind behind it all, Cenk Uygur.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he blew that one wide open.
Oh, yeah.
That was a disaster.
Got right to the bottom of that one. Cenk.
So we liked that about him. We liked his charisma. We liked that he seemed to be recording in a hotel room that he was pretending was his actual bedroom.
Yes.
Which is 100% baller move. There's no cooler thing to do.
So for anybody that's uninitiated on Mr. Reagan, there's a little trailer here that I'd like to play for us both.
Why is Jordan Peterson popular? Are gay people really born that way? Whites are the least racist people on the planet. The philosophy behind the Second Amendment. Republicans don't hate immigrants. Why are so many young people
sure about that?
Democrats. Have you ever met a racist? Bigotry versus assholism.
I don't think that Roseanne is racist.
The left has this oversimplified view of the world, essentially that people are evil, and so we need government to regulate everybody.
If you hate me, that's all right. I was really unpopular in school, so I am totally used to it.
I don't say.
And if you hate me, well, you know, I'm going to get this thing removed on my face. And if you hate me, I'm sorry, I can't help it. But if you hate me...
Did he just reference the mole on his face?
Not revealing at all.
Well, you're probably just jealous of my eyebrows. And if you hate me, I'm sorry, I can't help it. I was born this way.
And if you hate me, save your tears in a coffee cup and mail it to my address here, Los Angeles, California. I will drink them.
Can I,
if
these are fucking hilarious jokes.
Do you see how fucking edited this is?
Oh, yeah.
He's, like, saying a sentence and he cut it, like, six fucking times. What the hell is going on there?
This plays like one of those friggin' ransom notes
with
like letters cut out from different magazines.
His face keeps like, you know, because it's a cut. Like, just say it like you're an actual broadcaster, not a little bitch.
People love this shit, though, man.
It's crazy to me. All I'm saying is to say the sentence, maybe take a couple takes of the same sentence. Don't just say the sentence and then edit it fucking with 13 cuts. That's weird.
The part that we paused on, his face looks like he's taking a huge dump.
We're getting the best prostate exam ever.
Ooh. Oh. That's what he's saying.
Hey.
You hate me, that's okay. My girlfriend reminds me how worthless I am every day anyway.
Ah, that's hilarious.
It all works out. And if you hate me, I'm sorry, it's probably the lighting. The sun is reflecting off of this window, and it's crazy. And if you don't like me, well, that's okay. You can watch Jordan Peterson. He's smarter than I am.
The trouble with our liberal...
Ugh. He is just so painfully unfunny.
Liberal friends is not that they're ignorant. It's just that they know so much that isn't so.
The conservative, so-called, is the one that says, let me have more control of my own destiny.
That's Mr. Reagan quotes, yeah. It says, become a patron for the propagation of traditional values and common sense.
I feel like I know a lot more about this guy.
Yeah.
His girlfriend hates him. He was a loser in high school.
Yep.
And is still, I would say, a loser.
So he has a Patreon.
We get like, what, $1,500 a month or something like that?
So that's $1,500 a month.
For this guy to be like, oh, do you hate me? It must be my eyebrows.
Hey, if you folks are listening to this, can you please just send like $5 to us? Please.
No, don't send Michael any money. We've been over
Please.
This. Send me the money.
He has merchandise. This trailer has 46,000 views.
Now, I would like to watch another one of these videos, Michael.
So the last video that we watched was the brains behind AOC revealed to be Cenk Uygur, and also
international puppet
also,
master,
whatever you know, Indian dictator was on the shirt of Sai Chakrabarty.
You know who else is going after him with that is liberals. Isn't that a lot of fun? So they and Mr. Reagan over here should go pop one off somewhere.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. Cool.
Fantastic.
You gotta love them.
Gotta love them. So the video that I wanted to watch.
Oh my fucking god, dude.
It's titled AOC and the Great Toilet Conspiracy.
Couple reasons you might be sensing some trepidation.
Why?
The title alone. The Great Toilet Conspiracy.
Sounds great.
I assume I know what it's referring to, but already, what the fuck could you possibly be referring to in terms of a toilet conspiracy? Second note, it is a half-hour long video about...
Yeah, I just noticed that, actually.
What in the goddamn world could you possibly be doing about this for... Let's see it.
We don't have to watch the whole half
hour. No. I mean, we'll edit it, but just... How the fuck... What is this guy doing?
Well, I will say that the first, like, 10 minutes are ads.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Which... all right.
That is pretty
funny. With regard to this story.
All right, so this is AOC and the Great Toilet Conspiracy. Sounds compelling.
Yeah.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
What the fuck is your fucking voice about, dude? Why does he talk like he's, like, narrating the a 1930s, like, The Shadow? Like, shut the fuck up. It's 2019. Just talk like you're a person.
The Shadow knows. I see he's gone, in this video, he's wearing a purple button-down shirt that's buttoned down to probably, like, the third button or something.
It's the second button.
Like he's David Hasselhoff.
It's a good button to do it to. Unfortunately, when you don't have a jacket on, then your collar looks fucked up. It's kind of a paradox. At least in my experience.
Okay. Thanks.
Yep.
Thank you, Tim Gunn.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. I am so tired of doing videos on this woman.
All right, Mr. then maybe Reagan. Just stop.
All right, so as everybody knows, early last week, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez visited an illegal immigration detention facility, and she came out screaming and crying like a psychopath. Now...
Oh, okay.
Valeria thought that one was funny, so therefore I'm done. That video's over.
Great.
Wait. What the fuck? Wait, so someone laughed off stage.
Yeah. It's great to reference people off camera when you're doing a single camera video that's just focused on you. It's so fucking great and compelling.
Because we know exactly what you're talking about. when you talk
and
about
then stuff. you as the viewer can be like, oh man, there's somebody off stage, that's fucking wild. It's crazy.
Do you know that Nathan Fielder tweet that's like, hey, I'm just out here with all my friends hanging out,
yeah,
and they're just off they're just out of shot. That's exactly what this is. It's like, oh, this guy thought it was funny, let's end the show right now. Oh, we're back. That's just great. Kidding.
Allow me to jump in here for a second.
Okay, so...
Whoa.
So a jump cut happened, and all of a sudden it's nighttime.
And he's wearing a different outfit, like in the same seat.
Unreal.
The video has only gone on for 30 seconds.
30 seconds.
I don't know why he needed a costume change and... Okay, whatever.
Wow.
Good shit.
Just leaning back, just fucking with his stupid mug in his hand, like just so pleased with himself. Hilarious.
Yeah, he really is very smug.
What a stupid piece of shit.
Mm. The Instagram is more for like funny memes, stuff like that.
I bet the memes are hilarious.
I love Ronald Reagan memes, Mr. Reagan.
I don't have a Twitter account. And now,
self-deprecation, honk, honk.
Stuff. But this is good stuff. This is gold. Look at this chart. This is the S&P 500 going way back to 1996.
Oh, shit. He's selling gold.
Since 2009, the stock market has been on a roll.
Looks like that.
All rolls come to an end. And you know, this is true. Markets are cyclical. If somebody lets loose with an automatic rifle, you don't stick around. You get out of the way. Quick.
Well, what if I'm a good guy with a gun?
Noble Gold is putting this out there as a heads up.
He's right, though. I think what he's saying is if you saw a guy with a machine gun,
uh-huh,
and he was killing a bunch of guys, you would buy gold.
Gold will protect you from active shooters.
Yeah.
I got that in a pamphlet at work, actually.
So the metaphor is that retirement is an active shooter, I think is it, right?
I think so.
I don't get it. It's obviously not my
I wish there were an active shooter in this video right now.
You might want to speak to one of them about finding a place of safety for your money. Talk to them today for 5 minutes and see if
why
you can bulletproof
like
your
this?
Hard-earned savings before it's too late. The guide and the information are free, so don't
what kind of
wait. We now return you to your regularly scheduled programming. It actually began with a series of...
Oh, man, Mr. Reagan, you haven't even gotten to your politics yet, and your fucking production values are making me want to punch your fucking lights out.
Right in the toilet. Right in the toilet, Bill.
Just absolute shit. You want to talk about the great toilet conspiracy? It's how this giant turd found its way out of a toilet and onto the fucking internet, but that's cool.
Of photos. This happened before she was even elected
photos.
As a congresswoman. This was like some kind of a photo... photo shoot, photo op, whatever you want to call it. It was like a PR stunt, right?
Where Laura, we fucking get it!
Facility.
How many different
obviously
goddamn
she did
words?
Not have clearance to get into this detention facility, so they stopped her at a gate that looked like it was something like a half a mile away from the detention facility. And so because they couldn't actually
facility.
Get close to the illegal immigrants that were being held there, they just decided to do the photographs at this other fence, this fence that was like half a mile away from the facility.
Where the fuck
and,
are they
so
gonna do it?
I think everybody has already
add,
seen.
As far as I know, these are not quote unquote illegal immigrants. These are asylum seekers, right?
Yes.
I'm pretty sure all these people are just legally seeking asylum and we're fucking putting them in concentration.
Awesome. That's yeah. Awesome.
She's crying. She's very upset about refugees at this fence. But the problem is that there were no refugees there. There were no illegal immigrants. There was nobody. She was crying in front of a fence with like a desert stretch out in front of her. Now, the photographer said something like she was crying because of the thought of the illegal immigrants and how they were being treated or whatever, their struggle or something. It's unclear as to what thoughts exactly inspired the crying, but it certainly was not the sight of the illegal immigrants themselves, which is, I think, what the photos were attempting to illustrate.
Are you
now, this is
fucking...
one of those things that is so obviously manufactured, so obviously fake, so obviously a publicity stunt that the AOC team didn't even release the photos. They obviously hired this photographer to come along and take photos of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez being sad in front of immigrants.
It was such a PR stunt, they didn't even release the photos, Mike. that's how deep it fucking goes.
That's brilliant.
They didn't even announce it.
That's how big of a PR blitz it was. That's a brilliant ploy.
Unbelievable how insidious these motherfuckers can be.
Yeah. Was it their photographer? I thought it was like an AP photographer.
I have no idea, but the idea that she didn't see any immigrants so couldn't be crying at any number of, like, not being able to access them or help them. She's a congresswoman. She feels a certain obligation to not have this happen. She's, you know, from a family of immigrants herself. Any number of things might be upsetting her.
It's fake, Chris.
It's like not fake at all. This is crazy.
No, nobody has actual human emotions.
So like when people walk up to like Auschwitz now, this guy's standing there, and people are like crying and stuff. He's like, yeah. Do you see any Jews in there, buddy?
Oh shit!
I don't see anybody in there, pal. So maybe step through your little fucking crocodile here, sweetie. Okay. A little PR stunt.
But they couldn't find any immigrants, so they just decided to do the photo op in front of a fence across from an empty desert. Now, what it looks like to me is that the photographer wanted some credit, right? He had taken some photos of AOC. AOC is something of a celebrity now, so he wanted to be known for being the guy that took photos of AOC crying in front of a fence across from an immigration facility or something. So he released the photos, and then almost immediately, one of these websites or somebody on Twitter or something discovered that, in fact, she wasn't standing in front of immigrants, she was standing in front of nothing. And it was immediately reported that she was standing in front of an empty parking lot, which Candace yes. Owens parodied,
good.
And yes. we all had a good
yes.
laugh.
Yes.
Snopes got a hold of this,
all
and
a good
in
laugh.
Their... in their typical, super honest way, focused on the detail of whether or not what she was standing in front of was a parking lot, and completely ignored the substance of the whole point of it, which is that she was not, in fact, standing in front of a group of immigrants. So once again, Snopes...
He seems to think this is so significant, and I am just... This is 5 minutes on this now. It's like, there's plenty of people crying about this who aren't seeing immigrants right in front of them, you fucking idiot. I don't see what the fucking... Like, what are you saying here? It's...
The glee on his face is just...
He keeps cracking himself up.
God.
And the best part is when he's doing these, like... There's got to have been 300 Jup edits in the past 5 minutes.
Absolutely.
And when he does his, like, little smug laugh, it just kind of, like, glitches into it. And he looks like a goddamn robot. He looks like Max Headroom.
Ah,
that's what he looks like. He's just glitching out constantly.
He does. Alright.
Alright.
I haven't heard him quote one source. Not a single source.
This is false. This is false. She was not standing in front of a parking lot. She was standing in front of an empty road. Which is like, okay, great. Yeah, obviously the right is perpetuating all this fake news. We're the bad guys. We got the precise type of infrastructure that she was standing in front of wrong. It wasn't a parking lot. It was an empty road. Our mistake. But yeah, no. Obviously, the people who are at fault here is the AOC team, the leftists, the socialists that put this together, the people who decided that it would be a great idea to shoot pictures of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez crying in front of immigrants. And when they couldn't do that, they decided to take a sort of a picture that didn't show what she was crying in front of and say it was in front of immigrants.
Jesus
really
Christ.
It was just,
by the way, my understanding is that they weren't allowed to bring their own cell phones, let alone any fucking Associated Press photographers into these fucking facilities, you fucking Goomba motherfucker. Look at this fucking guy. Look at this fucking guy. My fucking God.
And you know, it's funny. Snopes earlier... I did a video on this, told the world that I had been lying about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez being an actress. Well, you know what? Give that girl the Oscar, because those tears were beautiful. I mean, that looked pretty real to me. She looked pretty upset. And I'll grant you, she was relatively close to a detention center in which she couldn't see anyone inside at all. So, okay.
Why do you have to see someone inside a fucking detention center to be upset about them?
He will grant you that. Sure. There's 6 minutes now. He's so... it wasn't a parking lot. Just every fucking thing out of his mouth is crazy. The photographer went there to, like, capture photos of her crying with immigrants. Like, no, he went there because it was a congressional delegation going to this thing for the... Like, are you a fucking moron? Yeah, also, your shirt sucks. And I could kick your ass very easily. Just... It's gonna... One day, Mike.
Yeah?
There's gonna be a podcast fight.
Yeah?
It might be this guy.
Proximity made her emotional, but I don't think so. I think this is all pre-planned.
Oh, good for
you. I think this is all fake, and I think that this was acting. I think Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez was affecting the emotion that she was expressing. And I think that this was all fake. And
you've
I think
said that a few times.
Any rational person, it's obvious that it was fake. Now, it's amazing
to
me.
Stop sounding like a waiter in a 50s
photos,
restaurant.
Photos of, you know, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez fake crying. These came out right before she actually was able to visit an immigrant detention center, right, where they keep these illegal immigrants. And of course, she again is screaming and shouting and throwing a fit over the treatment of the illegal immigrants. But let me ask you this. Given Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's predisposition, her penchant for complaining about the rights of these illegal immigrants.
Penchant?
Could you imagine a scenario in which Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez did not come out of that detention center screaming and shouting and talking about how unfair this whole situation is and how horrible the Border Patrol is and everybody in the...
Yeah, because it's all true, you fucking piece of shit.
Do you think that sounds like a good argument, dude, for you? Because
so is she supposed to, like, skip out of there and be like, you know what? Everything's all peachy.
So can we possibly imagine a scenario where she comes out of here saying everything's fine?
We should build more.
Very devastating.
Yeah.
Remember when, like, right before she went on this trip, ProPublica had that article that had all these Facebook groups that showed... It's pretty troubling posts that were insanely racist.
By who? By who, Chris?
Oh, by the Border Patrol folks.
Oh.
Yeah.
What?
Big Border Patrol Facebook groups. Lots of fun memes like, I don't know, the president raping Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. That's pretty funny.
Oh, that sounds whimsical.
You know, just lots of fun stuff.
And of course, she's going to go in there. Boo hoo hoo. She can't even see the camps. Boo hoo hoo.
Federal government and everybody on the right and pretty much just anybody who's not an illegal immigrant is pure evil to her, whatever. No, the answer is no. There is no scenario in which she would have come out of that place saying, oh, they're actually being treated really well. I mean, they could have been, it could be a four-star hotel, and she'd walk out of there going, it's not a five-star hotel.
This is literally like Nazi propaganda.
Down comforters. You know what?
Jump cut.
Some of these people are allergic to down. Okay, why are we giving them duck feathers? And how many ducks had to die so that those immigrants would have a blanket?
Is he for fucking real?
No matter what the conditions were, she was going to find a reason to come.
How do I even answer that?
I mean, again, I mean, the American Red Cross, I mean, they used to go into Nazi concentration camps. I'm sure you had very similar arguments for fucking German partisan psychos who thought it was super funny that anyone cared. That's fine, man. That's awesome and cool. You know, maybe if you're a better grifter, you could dress like you weren't going to your fucking prom in upstate New York, okay? Maybe you could do that.
I hope this guy's dick falls off.
I keep making fun of his shirt, but honestly, I want his asshole to fucking prolapse is what it is. And I want him to be, like, on the bus, and I want everyone to fucking see it. That's what it is.
He's on the fucking MTA. you just hear this awful noise.
Just, you know, like that scene in The Shining when the hallway just fills with blood. But yeah, so what will happen is his ass will prolapse on a bus and all the poop and blood will come out.
Shits himself for the whole video. Somehow he just ignores it. That shitting sound you're hearing is fake.
Actually,
I am not actually shitting my pants.
Every jub cut is because he had to take a bathroom break. He had to take a shit every time.
Fortunately for us, we have amazing Border Patrol agents who film videos like this.
Good afternoon. My name is Roy Villarreal. I am the Chief Patrol Agent for the Tucson Border Patrol Sector. Today is July 3rd. My goal today is to dispel some of the misinformation that's out there in regards to our detention facilities.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yes, this is a little video with some fat Border Patrol officer.
It's like it was shot with a Razor phone aughts.
From the aughts.
That's what you want.
This is a supply room that is typical in every one of the stations in Tucson Sector.
Okay.
What we have supplies of are diapers.
Diapers. I see one diaper there.
There is literally a single diaper.
There's
on the
one diaper.
Shelf. And he grabs it he wants you to see that.
The one diaper that's on that fucking shelf, he just grabs it.
Now, due to the dimensions of this video being like... 100 by 200. I can't tell if they're... It looks like there's just the one.
Well, let's see.
Maybe, oh, except he's probably wearing a diaper as well.
Clothing for children, clothing for men and women. We've got supplies. These are feminine hygiene products.
Okay.
Wow, man, that's crazy.
Cool, that's awesome. You're providing the basic fucking minimum.
What's here in front of me is a supply card that is available to families and unaccompanied children. What it includes: baby formula, crackers, raisins, tuna fish, Mylar blanket. This is a toothbrush that is preloaded with toothpaste and is provided to everyone and readily available should they want more than one. Aliens are not forced to drink out of the toilet. Aliens have options. There's fresh water that's provided on a regular basis in a water cooler.
Okay, so there's a little jug, like the type of thing like your soccer games when you were a kid.
Big orange thing.
That they put the fucking Gatorade in.
Yeah.
It's a big orange, like, you know, cooler. Like, oh, look, we provide fresh water in this. How often do you think that that's changed? How often do you think somebody comes by with a fresh cooler? How often do you think a Border Patrol officer gets off their fat fucking ass and says...
When they're not posting racist memes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thinking about Donald Trump raping AOC.
Or raping a kid themselves.
How often do you think they come by and... Say, oh, look, I need to change this water.
The thing I was going to say, this is every shot, every place he's been in, he's like the only guy in the room. Mm-hmm. These places are like emergency overcrowded to a capacity of like 10 to 1 in some areas where folks can't even lie down or sit down.
Right. It was...
It's nightmarish.
Barely standing room only.
And that thing has got to hold, what, like 20 gallons of water, if even that? No, like 10 gallons of water, right? 5-10 gallons. And they're acting like they're fucking... This is the Four Seasons for asylum seekers who didn't break the law and are just fleeing, like, you know, rape gangs that our government largely
funded, kind of, yep,
made possible. And... it's a good country, Mike.
There's also water that is provided in this. What this is a combination of toilet, sink, and the sink provides fresh water.
By the way, every toilet is combination toilet, sink, dumbass. So, little pro tip out there, folks.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Take that top lid off. Ooh, nice clean hand-washing liquid. Mm.
All right, I'm just gonna put these dishes back in your kitchen. Oh, I can't see. Is the bowl down there?
Oh no, it looks like a normal sink height. Yeah, and then there's like a toilet bowl right in front of it, which is disgusting.
We're not forcing aliens to drink out of the toilet.
When my girlfriend saw this, she said, "This is like a 4-star hotel." I mean, granted, it's.
Ha ha! Is that what she said?
Oh, your girlfriend must be pretty fucking ignorant.
You don't have a girlfriend. You fucking piece of shit.
He keeps laughing off camera to the non-existent girlfriend.
Yeah.
It's not quite a 4-star hotel. Let's be honest. It's pretty bare bones.
Okay, 2-star hotel.
Ha ha ha! He really...
Oh, shit. No, it's not a 4-star. Okay, 2-star. Man, oh, that's good.
It's good to have your girlfriend back there, you know, riffing
fucking
on you.
Pieces of shit.
Just absolutely killing it, these guys.
Okay, whatever. Anyway, it's not the worst of the worst. And here's the problem with treating these illegal immigrants particularly well. They talk amongst themselves. The word gets out about the conditions within these detention centers. Huh. If the conditions are uncomfortable, word is going to get out that the conditions are uncomfortable. It's not a place that you want to hang out for very long. And I'm not saying that we should make it torturous or inhumane. Nobody believes that at all.
So is it fine or uncomfortable?
If the quality of life inside the facility is actually better than the quality of life they have back in their home countries, that's just going to encourage more people to come here, because even if they get detained for a very, very long time, they're going to be better off than they are in their home country. And they don't.
The unfortunate thing is he brings up a really important point, which is one of the safest things that you can possibly do is walk across the border. It's just internationally known as a place where no one dies constantly because of the harsh conditions. And can we talk about that? Just how fucking incoherent their fucking argument is. They literally just bent over backwards saying how great it is. And they're like, oh, if it's too good, they're not going to be deterred. So what the fuck is it? You fucking idiot. Oh, my God. I can tell why people didn't like you in high school, man. Just look at his fucking face. Take one look at his face, and I guarantee there's some animalistic part of your mind that's like, just say one thing to me, man.
Really is like
say this, one fucking thing to me.
This visceral reaction I get
right?
when I look at him.
I mean, of course, you and I are also doing internet broadcasting. But could you ever imagine taking yourself this seriously and being this much of a pompous fucking asshole, bringing our ladies on to be like, ha, 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 thanks for that one, sweetie. I have a girlfriend, by the way, and I'm like 48 years old, so glad you guys know that.
My girlfriend. His girlfriend is actually a cutout of AOC. It's got punched out a hole in strategic places.
Yeah, it's got some really soggy parts.
But because he doesn't know anatomy very well, has never seen like a vagina ever. He's got like the holes in the wrong place. Like one's in like a rib cage.
Yeah.
One hole is like on the thigh. It's like well, that's close enough.
And he's like, why are you crying? There are no immigrants here.
But while he's fucking the cardboard cutout, he starts crying. Just the worst type of person.
And he starts crying and he's like, why are you crying? Why are you crying? Why are you crying? And he just keeps fucking the cardboard.
Angrily. Just totally projecting on the cardboard. Nobody loves you.
I'm going to get the birthmark removed. Shut up. I'm going to do it.
And then he puts like a little birthmark on her. Maybe chops off some of the hair so it kind of looks like him a little bit, you know?
It's okay. It's okay. We can fix it. It's okay. It's okay. We can fix it. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay.
Oh.
It's okay.
The last... The last breakdown just shows him stabbing the cardboard thing to death. You're so pretty.
So pretty and so left.
They don't have to work, right? They just get, we just feed them and clothe them and everything's fine for them. So it's
in
our best interest to make their stay there uncomfortable and as short as possible to thoroughly verify whether or not they are actual refugees or they're just somebody pretending that they're a refugee. And the truth is, the vast majority of amnesty cases are false. They're
source.
Fake. Sweetheart, you know a lot of immigrants coming here from Russia, right?
What is he, like a 65-year-old man in a diner in Boston? Sweetheart.
Hey, sweetie, you're from Russia. You know what immigrants are like, right?
Can you top off this coffee, sweetheart? Thank you.
When you were in Moscow, did it get kind of cold up there?
Was he at Mary Lou's?
This guy really thinks that he can get his like dad to love him if he acts like his fucking grandpa.
Go.
That's what's happening here.
That's exactly what's happening.
It's ridiculous.
Some trust, some faith in the Border Patrol that they're decent people. Now, if they're not, if there's huge problem with the Border Patrol being disrespectful and not treating these people with dignity, maybe some investigation should be had and we should look into it.
Sure.
But so far, I haven't seen any evidence of this. And in fact, the guy that made this video was a Hispanic guy. And he's defending the Border.
Oh, God. This fucking argument.
Fucking piece of fuck.
So good, man.
I hate him.
It's so good.
I hate him. But he has not cited one shred of evidence, but he's out here saying, well, just look at the evidence. Look at the evidence. Okay, where's the fucking evidence, you fucking turd?
Do you think he shaves his chest?
Oh, totally. Absolutely.
That looks a little smooth to me.
Absolutely. Look at his 5 o'clock shadow.
Yeah.
There's no fucking way.
Dude, if you're gonna...
He either shaves it or waxes it.
What a fucking
You know he
dork.
Waxes it. He gets his Russian mail order bride to wax it for him.
Either he's doing that because he's sort of in cahoots with all the white supremacist Border Patrol agents, or he genuinely believes they're treating these illegal immigrants as well as they possibly can. And I'm going to take his word for it over AOC's. I'm going to take the word for
You're going to take the word of your fucking... oh, no, I'm sorry. No, never mind. Cut that. I thought he was pointing out to his camera guy or something like that.
His Russian wife.
Word over a guy that works there every day. I'm going to take his word over AOC, who visited there for one afternoon. Hmm. And look, there are problems with the whole immigration detention thing. We've seen the pictures of the overcrowded cells, and it's just, there's just too many people to process. And I,
yeah,
I agree
that's
with
the
that.
Problem.
Look, AOC, we agree. Not all of these people are being treated as well as they should be because of the overcrowding issue. And in fact, finally, the Democrats are recognizing that this is a crisis at our border. They're finally copping on to what we've been saying for like the past several years.
I don't think we're saying the same thing, though. I think that one side's view of a crisis is different than the other's.
This is a big talking point for them now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen this a lot. There's people saying like, oh, the Democrats are finally waking up to the crisis at the border that we literally unilaterally created on purpose to create a crisis.
Yeah.
Like, this guy is so afraid of brown people.
He has never had to do a real job in his life. He's never applied for a job. The only thing he's applied for is his mail order work, his mail order wife.
He looks like Martin Shkreli.
A little bit.
Yeah, he's got strong Shkreli vibes.
It's like a Mediterranean Martin Shkreli.
Yeah, maybe he'll end up in jail also.
Hopefully.
So I say this. Since you guys all agree with us now, AOC, since we both agree that there's problems with these detention facilities, let's fix it. Let's alleviate the problem. Let's agree to build a wall. Let's agree to
Donald
Trump
to
fund this big, beautiful wall and to reduce the influx of these illegal immigrants. And I'll tell you another problem that this will solve. Do you remember?
I mean, there's a lot of evidence that putting the wall up will actually increase illegal immigration. But
yeah, the wall. We're gonna actually build the wall to be about 50,000 feet high so that planes can't even get around it.
The guy who died crossing the Rio Grande, that tragic incident with his young child, they were found dead at the edge of the river. This was terrible, right? Those photographs were absolutely awful. Everybody
jacked off to those photos
times. Sympathy for these people. You know what would have stopped them from dying? The wall. The wall.
Really? The wall? How?
Literally one of the probably the dumbest comment on the video. You know what would have saved them? More water.
Yeah.
Idiot. What a cool guy, dude. Bring back corporal punishment, man. I swear. I'm the tanky now. I'm a fucking tanky.
I'm going to cane
now.
His feet.
Yeah, dude.
Stop them from dying. They would have stood at one side of the river, seen this big wall, and thought, we can't cross over that wall. Let's step back a second and maybe try to figure out a better way to get across, a safer way to get across. Maybe go through official channels, something like that. Or maybe, you know what? Maybe let's stay in our home country and try to make...
The asylum seekers are trying to fucking do that. I mean...
Yeah, exactly.
That's exactly what they're trying to fucking do, and you don't want them to, you fucking piece of dog shit.
With human camps.
Oh, my God.
Make a better life for ourselves there. These are all options, and all of those options are better.
I mean, did you really fucking just say that? Let's make a better life for ourselves there. They're escaping...
Guys, stop staging things for Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez to do that are obviously fake.
The people at the border are suffering.
You're looking at an empty road, lady. You're looking at an empty road. They told them to drink out of the toilet. They told them to... I'm the boss.
Wow.
I'm going to slowly close my window and turn my head away dramatically so that I don't hear anybody.
The AOC derangement syndrome is just so fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, if I had to take a drink every time he said AOC, or Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and nearly fucked up her name despite saying it 500 times. I would be dead from like liver failure by like 5 minutes in on this episode.
You know, a lot of people talk about triggering the libs. Let's discuss this triggering the cons. And she is just kind of, you know, the two big Twitter accounts, politicians, are Trump and AOC.
Yeah.
And it's pretty astonishing considering, you know, their relative stature and
fucking pile of dog shit.
Yeah. I mean, she really winds them up I know a lot of, like, older liberals who don't like her. I think she's, you know...
Yeah, isn't that crazy? I mean, that's not crazy, I guess. It's expected.
Mm.
But... Because, you know, liberals and centrists ruin everything. But...
I think it's because for so long, centrists always pretended that they actually wanted left policies, but they just weren't feasible.
Right.
And now that it kind of seems like maybe that's changing, they're being exposed as kind of fraudulent. Which is cool. That's
totally cool.
Yeah.
Fuck.
That was a really upsetting video.
That was...
And not because of the politics, but just...
The jump cuts were so fucking terrible.
Like, do you really think you look cool, man? You look like a fucking dork, man. It's one thing to do that many jump cuts when you're doing, like, you know, the Hollywood Minute on YouTube. not like a 30-minute fucking monologue on politics. You look like a fucking idiot, dude. You look like an insecure moron who can't finish a sentence without literally editing it 6 times in post. I mean, we edit our show, too.
No, we don't.
Our show is recorded live in front of a studio audience. But were we to do that...
It's like Uncle Joe knows best.
But yeah, it's great. Like, dude, just fucking talk normal. Why do you want to be a broadcaster if you can't even fucking say a sentence? You're a fucking idiot, dude. Anyway, that's my freaking take on that guy.
Well, Mr. Reagan, we shall meet again.
Yeah.
Soon.
I mean, my God, we need to get him on the show.
Yeah.
Or just, like, find him. I need to talk to him about something.
About what, Chris?
Some things that have been going on.
Yeah. So.
Wow.
Wow, Chris, what a show! What a show!
What a show! What a night!
Yeah, we definitely hobbled something together, didn't we? It's 2:26. By the way,
2:26 in the morning.
Yeah, it's fucking great.
No, I'm still talking into the mic.
What? God, here.
No, so at least it's a Saturday.
Here it's 7.
Got a nice
I'm
Saturday.
Just like, you know, maybe I'll get. I thought to myself, you know, maybe I'll get up before midnight tonight. No. I'll be in my own bed by 3:30, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Well,
what are you doing tomorrow?
I do have stuff to do tomorrow, actually. Oh,
come on, Mike.
I do.
You're among friends.
I have a house to take care of.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
I know. Yeah, I'm
responsible. Nice to mow his lawn.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those dolphins aren't going to fuck themselves.
Yeah, they sure are, Mike. And that is a problem for our environment, so I applaud you.
I appreciate your support, Chris.
You remember that song from the 90s, Where Have All the Cowboys Gone?
Yes, I do.
Your song would be, Where Have All the Dolphins I Fuck On? Yeah, yippee. That would be you riding the dolphin.
No, I got it.
Yeah,
I got it.
Like a horse.
In the water.
Yeah, with a lasso, so you can capture other dolphins for your fuck army.
So what you're saying is I'm creating an army of dolphins for sex slavery.
Well, no, Mike.
That's what you were insinuating.
It's just an army that fucks.
Okay.
Like,
but I'd be gathering them against their will.
Well, it's an army. I mean, not a lot of people join the army because of come on. Don't be so
naive.
Oh
my God, this is just falling apart. Okay. Chris, how can people get in touch with you?
People can get in touch with me.
All right, let me answer for you. Let me stop you right there. At Chris Caesar on Twitter.
Yeah, on the Twitter section.
On the Twitter section. The Twitter section. What? I don't even know what the fuck I was saying.
That's good shit, man.
I can be reached at This Is Not Mike G on Twitter. You can leave us a voicemail, 1-833. I almost forgot the phone number. 833-SOY-BOYS. You can leave us a message, especially if your name is Sarah.
Oh.
You should leave us a message. Yeah, please. I don't know. I don't have anything else to say, Chris.
I'm done. I'm a little
I'm so shook. Folks. All right. Well, we'll try to shook. Be. We'll try to be back in a couple weeks or so. Well,
shook us.
We'll talk to you next time, I guess.
No.
Shook us.
Patook us, eh?
Shook us and the took us. Talk to you next time, folks.
Well, if I had to look at it again, I would say it's those are three dicks. Not 25 of the hour.